Boy, oh boy. First night of the high school football season last night was not overly kind to teams in our immediate area last evening. Tough night up in Audubon last night for the Wheelers, a team that's been ranked as high as number one in Class A and been ranked in the top 10 all season long, comes up on the short end last night in a first-round football game with Lawton Bronson. In our broadcast game last night, it was Audubon falling in the second half as Lawton Bronson kicked up the offense, breaking open a nothing-nothing game at halftime to win 28-0 last night. Defense dominated the first half, and the Wheelers got the first crack on offense in the second half, but they fumbled on their third offensive play, giving Lawton Bronson a short field, and they went getting the ball at the 24-yard line. Three plays later, the Eagles were on the board with a 17-yard touchdown pass from Matt Herbold to Austin Peters. Extra point try blocked, made it 6-0. The Wheelers promptly went three and out and had to punt, and the Eagles then went on a game-defining 13-play, 6-minute drive, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown run by Herbold. The Eagles converted the 2-point try and didn't look back. Lawton Bronson would later add a touchdown pass from Herbold to Nathan Kneifel, and a 4-yard touchdown run by running back Ontaris Ashley to put the game to a 28-0 final as the Wheelers season comes to an end with an 8-2 record. In that ball game, Ashley finished with 187 yards rushing for Audubon. In other Class A games last night, Logan Magnolia was a winner. Woodbury Central came up on the short end there. 30-7, Logan Magnolia wins it. Panthers playing without their coach, Matt Strait, who is undergoing surgery. Mount Air beat Bedford 37-12. Akron Westfield over St. Albert 57-36. Other winners in Class A last night, BGM over Danville. It was Bishop Garrigan, Colfax Mingo, Denver, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Grundy Center, Lisbon, Linville Sully, Montezuma, Pleasantville, West Sioux, and Winfield Mount Union picking up first-round wins in Class A play last night. Also in Class 1A football last night, game that I watched from the sidelines last night on a very cold night in Avoca. It was Ridgeview coming up with a 28-0 victory over AHSTW in that contest last night. The Vikings really didn't have a lot of scoring opportunities. Ridgeview went three and out and punted on their opening drive. AHSTW had probably their best drive of the ball game, or one of their best ones. They converted two fourth downs on their way to a 32-yard field goal try that was blocked. And that gave Ridgeview the ball, and they immediately converted. Ryan Kugel with a 68-yard touchdown run made it 7-0 Ridgeview. Second quarter, Ridgeview put two more scores on the board. Another misfire on special teams, a blocked punt from AHSTW gave Ridgeview good field position, and Garrett Lamp took an 18-yard run in for a touchdown to put him up 14-0. Wingert came up with a 42-yard run to set up Ridgeview late in the second quarter, and then Kugel got another touchdown, a 2-yard run to make it 21-0 at that time. Tyler Wingert with that big run to set them up. The only other real drive AHSTW could muster was the opening drive of the second half. They drove 61 yards up the field, but they were stopped on fourth down at the Ridgeview 8-yard line, and that was their only other best chance to really get on the board before things ended. Kugel tacked on another touchdown run, a 1-yarder in the fourth quarter to make that final score 28-0 as Ridgeview picks up the win over AHSTW. Also in Class 1A last night, Underwood beat Interstate 35 34-6 as quarterback Nick Pedersen had two touchdowns throwing and ran for another. Panorama a winner over Ogden 21-20. It was Pocahontas Area topping IKM Manning 26-6. South Central Calhoun beat Missouri Valley 33-7. Other 1A winners, Dyke New Hartford, Hinton, Hudson, Madrid, Pella Christian, Iowa City Regina, St. Ansgar, South Winneshiek, Van Meter, West Branch, and Western Christian all were winners in last night's action. Also in 8-man football last night, it was East Mills surprising Exira EHK 54-15 last night. East Mills came up with 376 total yards, and they were helped a lot by Exira EHK. They turned the ball over 7 times last night. It's just been one of those seasons where it seems like every game Exira EHK is having to play without one of their star players. Last night, it was Drew Buchholz, a running back and linebacker who was unable to play for the Spartans as East Mills comes up with the win. Also an 8-man, Fremont Mills got 118 yards rushing and a couple of interceptions on defense from Sam Phillips. in a 42-12 win over East Union. Arweva outscored Coon Rapids Bayard 50-46. Glidden-Ralston beat Stanton 55-14. Lennox over Twin Cedars 60-26. Other winners in eight-man, Newell Fonda, Central Elkader, Colonesco, Don Bosco, Grettinger Terrell, Ruthven Ayrshire. It was HLV, Janesville, MMC, Moravia, Turkey Valley, and West Bend Mallard all posting victories last night. Also last night in Class 2A play, East Sac County took advantage of Shenandoah miscues, 7 Shenandoah turnovers. East Sac County beats the Mustangs 45-6. South Tama County topping Kemper Catholic 30-0 last night. Other 2A winners, Albia, Anamosa, Applington Parkersburg, Central Lee, Central Lyon GLR, Esterville Lincoln Central, Hampton Dumont, Mid Prairie, Mount Vernon, New Hampton, North Fayette Valley, Spirit Lake, Waukon, and Williamsburg all were winners in Class 2A play last night. And then also looking at the bigger schools in 3A, the shocker of the night in 3A was in Harlan, where Creston, after getting drubbed by Harlan in the regular season, picked up a 34-11 win over the Cyclones as Chase Schiltz carried 51 times last night for Creston for 373 yards and 4 touchdowns. Kind of a one-man gang as Creston picks up the win. Also, Carroll surprises Glenwood 42-20 as Colby Malinsky threw for 229 yards and 5 touchdowns. Matt Paulk also ran 36 times for 210 yards to lead Carroll to the win. Dallas Center Grimes beat Carlisle 35-6. Other 3A winners, Davenport Assumption, Ballard, Boyden Hull Rock Valley, Decorah, Gilbert, Maquoketa, Norwalk, Pella, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Solon, Webster City, West Delaware, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. And a Class 4A play last night, Lewis Central advances in first-round play with a win, 21-10, Lewis Central beating Urbandale. Other 4A winners, Ankeny, Ankeny Centennial, Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Cedar Rapids Washington, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Johnston, North Scott, Pleasant Valley, Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee, all posting victories. Now, second-round matchups have already been set by the Athletic Association. Those games coming up on Monday night. Locally, an eight-man, East Mills will play at Lennox. Fremont Mills will be at Glidden-Ralston. Arweva at MMC. In Class A, Akron Westfield is at Logan Magnolia. Colfax Mingo plays at Mount Air. In Class 1A, Underwood will host Hinton. Van Meter at home against Madrid. Panorama travels to Dyke, New Hartford. In Class 2A, East Sac County will play at Central Lyon George Little Rock. In 3A, Creston travels to Pella. Carroll is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Dallas Center Grimes is at Ballard. And in 4A, Lewis Central will play at Ankeny in the second round. In college football news, Minnesota football coach Jerry Kill announced his retirement because of health reasons. Kill has epilepsy and had to take a leave of absence from the team in 2013 while dealing with seizures. His five-year record at Minnesota was 29-29, while overall he's 156-102. Defensive coordinator Tracy Clays has been named the interim head coach. The Golden Gophers will host Michigan Saturday night. And Johnny Cueto gave the type of postseason performance that the Kansas City Royals had hoped to receive when they acquired him from Cincinnati at the trade deadline. The Royals own a 2-0 lead in the World Series after Cueto tossed a two-hitter in a 7-1 rout of the New York Mets. The right-hander didn't allow a hit after Lucas Duda's RBI single gave the Mets a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. Duda had the Mets' only hit off Cueto, who's been the lone Royals starter to go more than 6 innings in the postseason. It's the first postseason complete game by a Royals hurler since Brett Saberhagen's 5-hitter and an 11-0 pounding of the Cardinals in Game 7 of the 1985 World Series. Cueto's performance came one start after he was torched for 8 runs over 2 innings in Game 3 of the ALCS. Mets starter and loser Jacob deGrom carried a one-hit shutout into the fifth before the Royals turned a leadoff walk and 5 singles into a 4-1 lead. DeGrom elected to pitch to Eric Hosmer with first base open and 2 outs in a 1-1 game, and the Royals' first baseman responded with a 2-run single before scoring on a base hit by Mike Moustakas. DeGrom was reached for 4 runs and 6 hits with just 2 strikeouts in 5 innings as he falls to 3-1 in the postseason. Next up, Noah Syndergaard will get the ball in Game 3 for the Mets. In New York, Yordano Ventura will start Game 3 for Kansas City. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.